Jacob Knows the Way to My Heart is the play of the Roots on a Monday morning. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Sitting in with me today
is Robert Smith.
Yep, Luke headed back west
to Seattle for Thanksgiving,
yeah.
And I'm in sitting in.
Well, thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow here as well, I do believe, if we don't scare you off. Hey, Robert, join me on a tour to the outer reaches of the news universe.
Oh,
it's a
yes.
segment we like to call The Ramble. 2007 word of the year, according to Oxford University Press, is the word locavore. You know what it means? Well, let's break it down. We all did up word diagramming as kids. It's someone who eats only locally grown food. That's the loco, and the eating part is the vore. Or at least it's somebody who tries to. It probably means a lot of Swiss chard and kale if you belong to any of the co-ops out in Brooklyn. Now, the Chicago Tribune reports the origin of the word comes from four San Francisco women who abandoned South American cherries and other products made beyond a 100-mile radius. There's some variance on the spelling. Apparently, there's a little bit of controversy. It could be local vore. That is also considered acceptable. Oxford University Press, not committing to put the word in next year or the year after. But for this year, locavore, word of the year.
Word of the year. It also means for those of us in New York City, we won't go farther than a block to get lunch.
Right.
I'm a local vore. I don't know what's in the sandwich, but I won't go more than a block. In New York City, another news item, a local news anchor has quit after being outed as a caller to a news talk show on his own station.
I
and
love this.
Those of us who are journalists, we've felt this before. We've wanted to maybe call
so
up
times,
a call-in
yeah.
program. Maybe we've wanted to type a comment on the blog under someone else's name. Well, Gary Anthony Ramsey actually did it. He phoned it in New York One, the station where he works. He got on air and identified himself as Dalton.
At least it wasn't Baba Booey.
Dalton. So the host of the call recognized the voice, called Ramsey after the program, and he admitted he was the real Dalton. Not long after this embarrassing incident, he quit his job. You know what he was weighing in on?
What?
Bernard Kerik.
No.
I'm like, that's the tipping point for him. Like, every other subject in the universe he can hold back, but for Bernard Kerik, he's like, I gotta write!
He's a reporter! He gets to talk on the air all day, you know? What's he doing on his spare time?
I'm calling it a wait, don't tell me next week.
Okay, my turn, I guess. I've got a story about Top Chef, kind of the underbelly of being on these reality shows. You get some unwanted attention. Apparently, two women have been arrested for gay bashing a former contestant on the reality show Top Chef. Josie Smith-Malave and her three friends were apparently yelled at and physically assaulted even outside this bar in Long Island over Labor Day weekend. And apparently the cops have now arrested two women charged in that attack. They've been charged with misdemeanor assault and aggravated harassment. And they also apparently nabbed a homeless man who was nearby during the attack who's charged with stealing a video camera belonging to one of the victims. It's not funny. I mean, it's...
They're really charmers.
Yeah, I know.
Charming ladies.
You know, it made me wonder, do these guys get a class on what fame, you know, what could happen to you when you go on these shows?
Interesting? When back in the dinosaur age when I was working at MTV, there was, in the second season of The Real World, there was a kid who was on the show, got pulled out from a bar, and really beaten up, and he refused to ever come back on MTV and
yeah.
do any of the follow-up stuff because he just dropped off of their radar because he said, you know what, I didn't sign up for this. I was just doing something kind of fun on a whim with my college. Yeah.
Repercussions of
I'm
fame.
I'm telling you.
Fame we have one last story about both fame and fortune. Steve Jobs may be getting a raise, which isn't hard because he gets paid by Apple Computers, or I should say Apple's the name of the company, $1 a year. He's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records for the lowest paid CEO, $1 a year. Well, some papers filed with the Security and Exchange Commission. Apple says that they're basically thinking about adding additional compensation to him. I guess $2, $3. That's like a 300% increase, right? Don't feel bad for Steve Jobs. His estimated wealth is $5.7 billion. He's got Apple stock. And every year he gets gifts from his employers, you know, like, iPhone, a Gulfstream jet. Yes.
That's what I'm getting you for Christmas,
If
Robert.
I got a Gulfstream jet, I don't need the raise.
Up to his shins and nanos.
And that is what we call The Ramble. It's been fun.